Allah commands us in the Quran, or He suggests to us, لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ, so they reflect deeply into His ayat. Every ayah is a concise sermon in and of itself. This is one sermon from Allah. So He says, فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Establish prayer and give zakah. I think everybody here knows what that means. So He starts from the basics again. Now you're like, I have to be witness against all of humanity? Where do I even begin? And Allah says, I'll tell you where to begin. أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Start from the basics. Start from the fundamentals. Don't underestimate the value of the fundamentals, because they will build the rest of this deen. And by the way, in saying zakah, salah we talk about a lot, alhamdulillah, and it's never going to be enough. I'll just say one thing about zakah. By saying zakah, Allah Azza wa Jal actually highlighted the importance of clean financial transactions. Because you can't be giving zakat on haram money, can you? People are so bent upon, so serious about eating halal chicken. But they don't care if they're eating halal chicken from the money they earn from the liquor store. You know, they don't care. Like, but they really have to have, is it Zabiha chicken? It's Budweiser money. Well, who cares if it's Zabiha chicken? It's like you're sprinkling pork sauce on top and eating it. I mean, come on. Zakat is given on clean money. By just mentioning giving of zakat, Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about us engaging in clean financial transactions, and on top of that, purifying the halal money by means of zakat. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Then He says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ, and hold on for dear life. Again, not linguistics this time, because my time's up. Hold on for dear life to Allah. هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. He is your protective friend. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ. What an incredible protective friend. And what an incredible aid. What I want to leave you with now is the title of this talk. Inshallah, it'll take me 3 minutes or less. I know Maghrib time is approaching. He says, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ in the previous ayah. And some consider it an ayah of sajda also. In that particular ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal told us that we have to do good. وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ. Do good, so that you may attain success. And there's some very interesting commentary in among the Mufassirun. What does it mean to do good? Because the ayah began with praying, you know, irka'u washudu wa'budu rabbakum waf'alu al-khayr. Make ruku' and make sajda. What does that mean? Ruku' and sajda. What institution is that? That's salah. Then He says, wa'budu rabbakum, and enslave yourselves. Put yourselves in servitude to your master. Now what does that mean? That means there's more to ibadah than just ruku' and sajda. And then, now that your relationship with your master is being refined, understand that there's good to do in the world. وَفَعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ, meaning above and beyond our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, there is good we must accomplish in society so that we can attain success. We think that we have to do good for ourselves to attain success. And the ayah is reversing our perspective. We are going to be the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We are going to continue the great work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we're not going to be able to do so if we don't become a people of fi'lul khayr. Just doing good every chance we get. You and I have to become people that rise to the occasion and we hold ourselves to higher account. I leave you with the following. I said this last time also, I'm going to say this again. Young college students that are here, parents that are here that want good education for their children, don't just think about your children becoming educated so they have a job or they make good money so they can give you more money and they can have a nice house and you can show off their house. Think about your children and their education and how they will be of service to humanity. How will they lead? How will they become pioneers in their fields? How will they be the model of excellence and success? And I make dua that Allah raises among this generation of children people that are way above and beyond what anything in my generation and the one before it accomplished, so that we become people of fi'lul khayr.